This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, December 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Theater Squared continues its seventh season with performances of Period of Adjustment through December 30th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This play rediscovers Tennessee Williams' only comedy, a humorous and poignant exploration of love and the need for human warmth. Tickets and information are available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, the president-elect of the Arkansas Senate discusses what a GOP-controlled chamber will be like for the next General Assembly. Plus, Ryan Fort, a Rogers native and University of Arkansas music grad, is back in town temporarily with a couple of jazz shows and a new rock-influenced CD in hand.
First, after 14 months of construction, the redesigned East Central Avenue in Bentonville will open to traffic on Thursday. Mike Churchwell, transportation director for the city, says the finishing touches are being put on the project about 5 months ahead of schedule, largely because of the favorable construction weather during the past year.
We haven't had much in the way of bad weather for basically that whole time. Very little rain, no snow last winter to speak of. So we've had an exceptional construction season and allowed our contractor to just, you know, keep going. They didn't have much in the way of weather delays at all. Plus, it just we had a good design and everything went relatively smooth.
The redesigned avenue includes curb and guttering, water and sewer line upgrades, sidewalk and trail construction, and lighting upgrades. Although the redesign takes heavier foot traffic into account, Churchwell says roadway expansions were not a part of the project.
It's more about gateway features, aesthetics, obviously some added function because, you know, we did capture storm drains in a storm drain system, and we've created the walks. So, I mean, it's going to be more pedestrian and bicycle friendly, for one thing. You know, from a traffic standpoint, it's not going to handle a larger volume of traffic.
APAC, the city's contractor on the project, will receive a $250,000 incentive for finishing the project ahead of time.
The Club de Madrid continues in Little Rock today. About 40 of the group's 93 former democratically elected heads of state from all over the world are in Arkansas at the urging of former President Bill Clinton. The topic of the conference is women in government and the economy. Leaders of the group announced a new partnership with other world business leaders. Wim Kok, a former prime minister of the Netherlands, says the World Leadership Alliance is a partnership between the Club de Madrid and the World Economic Council.
I'm from Bolivia, South America, but I spent 11 years in Texas, so I can tell you that a lot of our members have been to New York, Washington 50 times, so I always tell them they haven't been to the real America. Now here we are in the real America, in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a privilege to be here.
The Club de Madrid also signed yesterday an agreement called the Little Rock Accord to urge pension and sovereign wealth funds to invest in environmentally sustainable businesses. We'll have more about the meeting later in the program.
Ruby Brock interviewed the newly appointed chairman of the Regional Chamber of Commerce on Talk Business over the weekend. French Hill, CEO of the Delta Trust and Bank, discussed his plans for the one-year term. A regional report card is on the agenda, comparing surrounding states in Arkansas in terms of business, economics, and other aspects of commerce. Hill plans to focus on regional unity, citing the River Trail as a successful example of two cities working together. He predicts some of the issues that chambers of commerce across the state will work on together.
We should identify what are hot topics for us that we can agree on and work together at the state level on them, whether it's in the legislature or just in best practices. One I think you'll see us work together on is regional mobility, transportation. I think that'll be a prime topic for the Northwest Arkansas Council and the Metro Little Rock Alliance region to work on together, not be at odds, but actually come up with strategies that benefit both regions.
Hill hopes his initiatives will spark community dialogue and growth for the region. We'll have more from Roby Brock in a few minutes as he speaks to Republican lawmaker Michael Lamoureux about the upcoming session of the Arkansas General Assembly.
Aldermen in Fayetteville will consider giving themselves a pay raise tonight. On the agenda for tonight's city council meeting is an ordinance that would increase compensation for city aldermen from $700 a month to nearly $1,050 per month. According to city council documents, while the salary for the city's mayor has increased several times in the past decade, compensation for residents serving on city council has not increased since 1999. The Fayetteville City Council meets at 6 at the City Administration Building on Mountain Street.
Christmas is 1 week away, and with the holiday comes hope among many that the area will receive a present of snowfall for the holiday. According to the National Weather Service, the probability of having a white Christmas in Fayetteville is less than 10%. 2010 was the last year for any snowfall on December 25th, but only with trace amounts. According to the Weather Service's Christmas Day records for Fayetteville, the last white Christmas with at least 1 inch of snow on the ground was 1990, and the last Christmas with measurable snowfall was 1975, when Fayetteville received 4 inches of snowfall.
And speaking of the holidays, trash pickup for several area cities will not be running routes as regularly scheduled next week. Trash pickup in Bentonville and Fayetteville delayed by 1 day, starting on Christmas Day. Trash pickup service in Solemn Springs not offered at all Monday or Tuesday of next week. Clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow morning, then overcast, a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas tomorrow. Mostly cloudy for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms and highs in the upper 60s. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s.